This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
It's one of my favorite verses in the Quran. Literally. It's the end of Surah Al-An'am. Right? So the end of Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-An'am, the cattle, it's number 6. It's the chapter that's called the Surah of Tawheed. It's the surah that shows how much you're really practicing the practical oneness of Allah, not the tongue. And even some scholars tells you, if you find it challenging to memorize, I remember this was an advice for me. You're finding it challenging? I said, yeah. I said, work on your tawheed. Whoa. Work on your practical oneness of Allah. طيب. So the end of it, after Allah, it's a long surah, a lot of challenging things in it. And again, the last thing, Allah gives order to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Are you ready? You need everyone to memorize this, the meaning. And then you sit down with yourself alone and see, is that me? He said, say, qul, meaning, ya Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. And then, لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. طيب, what did Allah tell him? قل, say, إن صلاتي, my prayer. هنا الصلاة is a الصلاة, the one we do. طيب, قل إن صلاتي ونسكي. What is a نسك? Many meanings. Number one, the obvious, clear, for those who are going for Hajj, is slaughtering the animal. Had the first meaning of nusuk. طيب, I'm not going to slaughter an animal. What is it? They said, every good deed you do. Every good deed you do. Obedience, extra, sunnah, obligation. Everything you do. طيب, and my living and my death to Allah. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. It's an order. I'm not doing extra favor. That's my order. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I'm the first who submit to Allah. Now everybody take a breath. And I need you to look, each one of you, at your life. Don't share with anyone. Is your life, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter, is it really صلاتي, my prayer, the one we do, every good deed I do, my living and my death for Allah, and I was ordered like this? That's what I saw there. When that woman looked at me and says, I raised my children to think of Akhirah, and I raised them to eat halal, and this life is very short, and I'll see you in Jannah. That's salati wa nusuki. وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. What is our hayat? Look, I want everyone to think, don't answer me, may Allah forgive me before anybody. But in general, what is taking over our thinking, our planning? What is it?
Dunya.
What is dunya? I need, which college I'm going to go? How much? How well I'm going to do in the exam? What about my children? Is she getting married? The home? And that's all halal. I'm not saying we shouldn't. That's my dunya. But is it taking over? Am I doing it for Allah? Am I going to say to Allah, Ya Rabbi, I went to college, to that college for you? Ya Rabbi, I married this man for you. I did not marry this man for you. Do we do that? Why not? Why not? It's a good question, right? Why not? Because it's not my priority. Because Allah is not number one in my life. I'm not thinking of... When do I think of Allah? When I need Him. When I need Him. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. I applied for the job and tomorrow is my... Literally, I get this question all the time, especially from the younger part of my family, right? What is the dua al-istikhara? So I know there is something major. Okay, so what do I say? What is this dua on before I go? I know there is an interview tomorrow. And you know what I say to myself? Especially when I start learning this concept, literally I start feeling shy. And I was like, how can you do that? You know, if I'm your friend, claim to be your friend, and I call you only when I need you. Only. I text you when I need you. To the point when you see my text, you're going to say, oh, what does she want? What are you going to feel about me? Right? أصحبت مصلحة. She always wants, she wants something. You know what? I'm fed up. I'm not going to answer. She needs to go and find somebody else. Right? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will remember him only when I need him. Whether I need something or I need something to be removed. That's not this. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. Now even this is actually a dua. One of the duas we say when we pray. Dua al-istiftah, one of them is this one. What I want every one of you to change, to put the goal, live your life, be successful, be beautiful, be rich, get the best thing in life, but make it for Allah. And there is two ways, has to be, otherwise me and you are faking. Number one has to be halal. The source is halal, and the way you are doing it is halal. And number two, when Allah tests you between what you like and what is this, you're going to put Allah number one. I'll give you an example. It's going to be painful. Are you ready? Not seeing you next week? And this is for the parents. When two people propose to your daughter, and I'm saying daughter because we are all women here, right? To your daughter, two. One is very successful in dunya, but he does not pray regularly. And one pray regular, go to the masjid, mashallah, but he has an ordinary job. Are you ready? We're going to say for that person who is 5 stars in dunya, but he doesn't pray. What do you tell your daughter? Allah yahdi. See? Allah will guide him. It's okay. How many people? And they changed. And you try to convince her or convince yourself or convince whoever you need to convince. طيب, the person who doesn't have a very good job now, can't change? Can't be a better job? So why don't we say it? Why don't we say it? خلصنا. Done. That's not إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. When I live all my life for Allah, my decisions based on what Allah says, not what I like and what you like and what people like and how I'm going to impress people. And again, I did see that. I did see that. I still remember that 13-year-old. Ya Allah, when he looked at me in the eye. It's amazing. Orphan, by himself, led us in salah, gave us this nasheed about Palestine. And he was, and I even have a picture of him actually. And even stand, he's sitting and standing in a way, he's like 13-year-old. And how are you doing? Fine. Nobody. Everybody dead. He's living in the hospital with nobody. But he has this insight and this yaqeen, this certainty that Allah will take care of him because he is living for Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki. Especially, and the reason I'm saying this too, especially when we live in a place full of luxury. You probably don't know this, especially for those of you who were born, raised here, or for those of you who have been here living for a long time. This is extremely luxurious place where we are living. Very luxurious, including the weather, including the scenery, including the beauty. I was just this weekend, I was in the Midwest. And I was like, subhanAllah, how beautiful hadi California. Honestly, the weather is beautiful. It's very clean. Streets are wide. You know, everything is beautiful. The weather, the ocean, the mountains, everything. Literally. And I was like, and I said, and how grateful I am. And how much I complain, because the more he gives me, the more I complain. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah, because this is not easy, by the way. It's very easy to say it, but it's not easy to practice it, especially when you are and I am bombarded with material things. bombarded with materialism. I mean, you look, even these days, even those Muslim influencers, especially the young girls, and what they are doing. They are selling us things. And these things gradually takes me away from Allah. It's not haram. I'm not saying haram, a'udhu billah. But it's, we are all bombarded, makeup, this and that. Even the hijab, even those who wear hijab, the hijab become a fashion. You know what's the newest fashion in hijab? And I'm seeing it much more common these days. The neck is showing. And I looked at one young girl in this week. I was like, where did this come from? You're covering, mashallah, and dressing properly. Why the neck? Because that's the vogue. That's what they are doing all online. Here you are. We are bombarded. But if I remember, I'm going to him one day, and I am going to be so happy when I said, I lived for you. I gave up things. I gave my beauty. I covered my hair. I didn't be like everybody else, young and old, because for you, sooner or later we'll be there. Then that day we'll see who is the successful person.